SBS in deutscher Sprache.
Sie hören SBS Radio am Mittwochabend. Der Islam hat bekanntlich 5 Säulen und eine davon, vielleicht die wichtigste, ist die Pilgerfahrt nach Mekka und Medina. Geschätzte 2,5 Millionen Muslime aus aller Welt treten jetzt im August die beschwerliche Reise zur arabischen Halbinsel an, um dort mehrere Stationen zu absolvieren, gipfelnd in der 7-maligen Umkreisung der Kaaba, der berühmte schwarze Würfel im Innenhof der heiligen Moschee in Mekka. Ich sprach vor der Sendung mit Tom van Leer von der University of Sydney. Er hat einen Artikel veröffentlicht, der sich einem faszinierenden Seitenaspekt der Pilgerfahrt widmet, nämlich A Discourse Analysis of Pilgrimage's Reviews, auf Deutsch eine Diskursanalyse von Pilgerrezensionen. Ich fragte den gebürtigen Holländer, wie es zu der Studie kam.
Wie kam es zu der Studie? Also das ist eine Studie, die ich mit einer anderen Forscherin von Michigan gemacht habe. Und sie ist eine religiöse Forscherin. Also sie war interessiert an die Reviews für Hajj und andere Pilgrimages. Und ich bin ein Spezialist an Narratologie und Storytelling. And that's why I look into reviews, because that's a place where a lot of consumers share stories.
Mhm. Wenn wir vielleicht zuerst bei dieser islamischen Pilgerfahrt bleiben, denn Sie haben auch Pilgerfahrten der 4 anderen Weltreligionen untersucht. Aber der Hajj, der beginnt ja jetzt im August. Was haben Sie da herausgefunden?
Well, what we found is that, first of all, it's one of the biggest pilgrimages in the world. Huh? There's 2.5 million people every year that travel to the Grand Mosque in Mecca, which is larger than any of the other 4 world religions. So we started there, and basically what we found is that the ratings for reviews of this particular destination are much higher than what you would expect for reviews. So other researchers, not myself, have looked into what is an average review rating for an experience or for a hotel or for a travel, for those kind of things. And basically the average kind of tends to hover around 3.9, close to a little bit close under 4. What we find is that for these particular type of experiences, so pilgrimage, the Hajj and others, it's 4.96. So that might sound like, oh, well, what's 1 point? But that means that this is 20% higher rated than any other travel on the web.
Also man versteht das schon. Es ist wie wenn jemand ein 4-Stern-Hotel plötzlich als 5-Stern-Hotel bezeichnet und wahrnimmt. Wie erklären Sie sich das? Sind Pilger weniger kritisch?
Interesting way of putting it. Yeah, on some level they are, but on other levels they're not. Let me break that down. So basically what you see is that the rating reflects the spiritual experience. So people have very deep spiritual experiences when undertaking these kind of pilgrimages. And that is something that they also show in their writing of the review. Obviously, there's also a text. That is the part of the review text that is reflected in the rating. But if you are thinking of undertaking such a trip or going to one of these places, the rating does not reflect the more mundane aspects of the trip. So things like, okay, well, how many souvenir sellers are there? How good is the hotels? What's the weather? Are there any crowds? The very, you know, mundane, practical aspects are not reflected in the ratings.
Hören wir uns doch ein paar Beispiele an, denn wie gesagt, Sie haben auch Texte dieser Leute analysiert. Hier vielleicht von Ihnen vorgetragen 1-2 Beispiele.
So to show an example of where there is a clear spiritual experience reflected in the text. So here's one which is, as a matter of fact, not about the Hajj, it's about the Western Wall, the Judaism pilgrimage site. So here one reviewer writes, "No words can adequately describe what happens to a person here spiritually at this wall. We were totally blown away. I went white and completely quiet, felt incredibly spiritually uplifted. A quiet buzzing radiated through my whole body, and everything went quiet as I touched the wall." Now that is very, very deep kind of writing, which people write on a review site, just like TripAdvisor. At the same time, you might find kind of the opposite, where people do actually express the more practical aspects of such a pilgrimage. So this is one which is actually about the Hajj. Mm-hmm. Where the pilgrim writes, "Well, it's a marvelous and spiritual experience, and the sight of the Kaaba is truly special. However, be patient with the crowds. Be careful with your shoes, slippers. They might disappear. Bring them with you using a plastic bag. If you lose them during the hot day, be careful, because the hot floor surface is not marble. If you're lucky, you might find somebody selling slippers." Now, that pilgrim, which I would say gives a pretty critical kind of description of the experience, gives 5 stars.
Erstaunlich, in der Tat.
Yeah, it's quite something, because this is something that is very specific to these religious type of reviews, or these reviews of pilgrim sites. You don't see this disconnect in other type of reviews. So if you look at the 200 best tourist destinations in Europe or in Australia or wherever, frankly, you find that the text is completely aligned with the stars, which makes logical sense.
Und Sie haben also auch die Pilgerfahrten oder genauer gesagt Bewertungen von Pilgerfahrten in anderen Weltreligionen untersucht, Christentum, Judentum, Buddhismus und so weiter. Sind da die Resultate anders ausgefallen?
No, it's pretty much the same thing. So we find that the ratings, the difference in the ratings between what you would reasonably expect. So the average, as I said earlier, is normally a little bit below 4 when it is about tourist destinations. We find that for the Hajj and the Grand Mosque, it's 4.96, so almost, on average, almost constantly a 5. If you look at Judaism, so we looked at the Western Wall, we looked at Christianity's Church of the Holy Sepulchre, Buddhism's Maya Devi Temple, as well as the Ganga Arti for Hinduism. And there you also find that it's significantly higher ratings, not as high as for the Hajj, but it hovers somewhere between 4.4 and 4.6. So we're still thinking, you know, between 10-15% higher than the average for these kind of trips.
Und wenn man das jetzt so als Fazit machen kann, also was würden Sie einem Pilger abschließend raten, wenn er, also egal welchen Glaubens, wenn er jetzt irgendwann mal eine Pilgerreise im Internet recherchiert?
Mm-hmm. Two things basically. First of all, be careful, don't just go by the ratings, because they cannot be trusted at face value. I mean, that's one aspect. The other aspect is the texts are very helpful. There is a lot of information in the review text. These review texts are long, and people put in a lot of effort to write them. But be careful, because there's two particular styles. People are very careful to analyze the mundane aspects, and that is the helpful bit for readers, of course. But there's also the parts of the review where they talk about their spiritual experience, and that might give a reader a very positive feeling about the experience, but obviously it's a very individual aspect of such a pilgrimage. So you cannot assume that you'll have the same spiritual experience simply because somebody else had it.
Interessant, wirklich. Tom van Leer von der Business School der University of Sydney. Ein faszinierender Seitenaspekt von Pilgerreisen, die Bewertungen im Internet auf TripAdvisor und anderen Bewertungssites. Vielen Dank für dieses Interview.
Bitte.
Auf der Suche nach einem guten Kinderbuch? Wertvolle Tipps finden Sie im Podcast Abenteuer lesen. Jede Woche neu.